Hello from Sweden. This is an exciting little update episode. So the podcast has eclipsed 10,000. It eclipsed 10,000 a little while ago, and she's growing at between 500 and 600 new downloads every day. Just, you know, in case you guys were wondering. So in the spectrum of things, it's a tiny podcast, obviously. But nonetheless, I'm kind of baffled that it ever got more than a couple hundred downloads. I thought that it would sort of just sit in the internet for my own purposes, right? But nonetheless, the exciting development has meant that I'm actually going to re-record the five initial episodes, which is the entire book summary. So the Fooled by Randomness summary, the Black Swan summary, the Better Procrustes episode might stand, but the Anti-Fragile, and then the Skin of the Game. So those four long sort of full book summaries, I'm going to re-record them and try and do them at a much higher standard than I did the first time around. Because maybe you guys didn't listen to the first five, but what I did in the first five is I sort of just turned on the mic and said what felt relevant after reading the blog post that I'd written about these subjects. So there's definitely a lot of room for improvement on those summaries. So that's the exciting update. I'm going to re-record the episodes and then release them over the next couple of weeks, because I want the quality of those episodes to be really high. And then I will continue as well with the smaller episodes going forward as well, whenever I sort of see a relevancy of them. Now I'm up to episode, 15, 16. So the inserto is obviously deep and full of knowledge, but I'm not sure how much I can really milk the knowledge from it further. You know, there are a few big topics to touch on. For instance, it's been hard for me to put out a really good audio on the serendipity aspect, which is sort of the core to a lot of the inserto. You know, a lot of the implications of Taleb's work is that randomness is actually the cause of whether you're upside or downside, but big part of the randomness is the serendipity that comes from the upside. And then serendipity is random upside. It's been hard for me to make a good audio explanation that I feel happy with on that topic. But for instance, that could be one that is going to have episodes dedicated to it and so forth. I mean, there's definitely episodes to be made around COVID-19. Not the question of whether COVID-19 is a black swan or not. I don't think that's necessarily that worthwhile to speak about, but more so commenting on the lack of anti-fragility within all of the small businesses around the world who failed after they had a few months without ongoing payments. All right, so kind of the robustness of a business can be viewed through the anti-fragile prism. But that's the exciting update I wanted to give. The podcast is bigger than I ever thought it would be. I trust that if you guys are listening to this, you also have gone over and sussed out my other podcast as well, which is the Interview Podcast. And I'm also launching a brand new podcast called the Geopolitics and Power Podcast. So this is kind of my major interest at the moment, is looking at a bunch of different sort of geopolitical power plays that are happening across the world. And they will vary from, for instance, the first episode with China trying to build a canal through the middle of Nicaragua, to things like the implications of Navalny coming back onto Russian soil and kind of putting the middle finger up to Putin rather than being another Russian dissident who is living abroad. And really everything in between. I mean, the great part about the Geopolitics and Power podcast is that the depth of content is essentially endless. And we get so wrapped up in the news cycle of America, or the news cycle of whatever your country is, plus then America, that so much interesting, flavorful, beautifully complex stuff just gets swept under the rug or pushed to page two, which few of us really ever get to. So I really want to speak about these topics, because on this new podcast, the Geopolitics and Power podcast, just because I think they're so endlessly interesting. And it kind of spawned from me consuming a couple of books in the last few weeks. Prisoners of Geography, Tim Marshall, Why Nations Fail, two authors, I've forgotten their names. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Also forgot the author's name. And my kind of ongoing research into Taiwan. And like all the work that I'm doing, it's just an extension of my interest. So, you know, you guys are here listening to this on the Insert to an Assim Taleb podcast. I think if your intellectual curiosity has taken you down this Talebian route, then you might find equal stimulation with the other podcasts that I'm doing and the writing that I'm doing online. So don't forget to look in the podcast description, the notes of this podcast, subscribe to my other podcasts, and most importantly, read the blog, go into the, what do you call it? Yes, the email list. Because something that I really want to do is be independent of a platform. And there you go. There's an actually another idea for a Talebian episode right there. If you have 1 million subscribers on YouTube, do you have 1 million subscribers or does YouTube have 1 million subscribers? If you're taken off tomorrow, how many of those million are going to be able to find you again? This is another point of anti-fragility. You can be sort of lured into the false image that you're actually extremely robust when you have a massive Twitter account that you can push your work onto people through. But if you're taken off Twitter, now you're starting again. You wipe out. You bust. So the email list is the most robust medium that is available to content creators to get directly in touch with yourselves. Pump your good juice into the algorithm. Pump it. Leave a rating. Leave a review. Leave 5 stars. And check out the other stuff that I'm doing. And most importantly, actually, reach out to me. Make contact with me and tell me what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to see more of. I think that's something I should have emphasized more earlier. Push me towards areas of interest that you want to go down, and perhaps I will also meander down there with you. Beautiful. That's the exciting update. Ciao.